This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Welcome back in, Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint. Brian Geary is out in California. Enjoying wine, so good for him. I know Kristen joining us, Kristen Campbell from Weld Community Credit Union. Yeah, he's out in Lodi. Lodi, California, for all the wine. He's like, oh, the weather's supposed to be like 65, 70 the entire time. Shut up, Brian. Shut up.
I know. Leave us in the freezing temperature.
I know. Whatever. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. How are you, Kristen?
I'm well. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Always excited for these conversations. And we've got CJ Martinez joining us, social media
coordinator.
Yes. The SMC over at Weld Community Credit Union. CJ, first time on the radio?
Yes, this is my first time.
You don't sound nervous at all. Are you nervous?
Yes, very, actually.
Really? All I was going to ask was, like, who did you vote for in the last election? Like, let's talk politics.
No. I got to go. And I'm out.
I just got done moderating city council debates.
Oh.
And going through, like, and these are... The best compliment I got was a word that I got called a word that I can't say on the FCC airwaves because of how tough the questions were. I'm like, that's great. That means I'm doing my job.
Exactly.
And we had just a softball question from United Way of Weld County, like, how would you work? And one of the candidates leans into the microphone and goes, I'll pass. And I'm like, okay there. So when you said that, I got to go. I was like, that would be a reasonable time to do that. But CJ, are you new with Weld Community Credit Union?
Yes, I've only been there about a week, but it's been really rewarding.
So you start a job, and a week later, they've got you on the radio.
Yes.
Is that bad management, in your opinion?
No, not at all. I'm throwing her in.
I love this. I love this. Well, Kristen, last time we chatted, obviously, we were saying farewell to Jolene.
Yep.
And we obviously, everybody knew that she was, Weld Community Credit Union was going to be in great hands with you.
Thank you.
What do you guys got going on right now?
Well, we've still got our kids promotion going on. So open a kid's account under 18, they get $50 put in their account for them. So that's awesome. So stop by. We also have on Friday, stop talking with my hands, Friday, we have a Halloween trick-or-treat office. So you come into each of the offices, and they have different items for each kiddo from 3 to 5 at 2555 47th Avenue in Greeley. So stop by. Bring your little ones.
Different
It'll be warm.
It's a different item, like different candies?
Yeah, not just candy either. Like, we've got cool prizes.
Okay.
Like Halloween stuff.
Okay.
Some credit union swag. We've got all kinds of stuff.
I love that. Okay. So let me ask you, this was our poll question yesterday.
Okay.
Giving out Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. Like, I live out in the boonies. I don't have anybody that shows up to my place, thankfully. How late do you go giving out Halloween candy?
At home?
Yeah, at home. Whoa. Yeah. No, 3 to 5. I know Weld Community Credit Union is 3 to 5 on Friday. Personally, at your place.
Personally, at my place. I go till my candy's out. So whatever time that
doesn't
is.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. I just shut the lights off and then...
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
CJ, are you going to be giving out candy?
I love to give out candy, but I live in, like, this weird, like, cul-de-sac where literally nobody comes. So I, like, hope and wait by the door, but no one really comes. Then you have to eat all the candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ends up being mine.
Good. You know, we had a couple of people that were saying, like, 7 p.m. they shut her down, and I'm like... That is way too early to be doing that.
It doesn't even get dark until like 6.
Correct. Until this weekend when the devil time change happens. It's dark when we wake up.
It's more sleep. What are you talking about?
Dark when we go to lunch and dark when we drive home. Seasonal depression is about to really hit me here, CJ. That's what I'm talking about. Come on now. How insensitive of you.
Sorry. Well,
and I've got a 10-month-old son. I'm very curious to see how that hits him because he's going to be waking up an hour earlier still. That's going to be fun for everybody involved in that. So, yeah, that's what I'm worried about, CJ. It's not just an hour of sleep. I'm just giving you a hard time. I hope Kristen warned you about me before you guys got here.
Are you guys
Halloween fans, though? Like,
yes.
You psychopath.
I love Halloween so much. Like, we always do, like...
family costumes and stuff. So, yeah.
Family costumes.
Yeah. So
you're that family?
Okay. So when my daughter was, she was born in April. So whatever, October, when she was very first born.
Those are months.
Yeah. So we decided to be a Three Wise Men shop. So my husband wore a Jack Daniels t-shirt. I wore a Jim Beam t-shirt. And then she wore a little Mexican poncho. And I put a mustache on her pacifier and a little sombrero on her hat. So she was the tequila. So we were a Three Wise Men shop.
So this
That's where it started.
So this
yeah,
is,
it was so
that
much
is
fun.
Very, that is very cute. So this is the first Halloween that we've had a child. And he's 10 months old. So I'm like, I feel weird going to someone's door and asking for candy for a kid that can't eat it. It's like, okay, fatso, you're going to have
That's
diabetes already, right? So but we went to the pumpkin patch last Sunday.
Fine.
And my wife's one request was, I want a pumpkin big enough for him to fit in.
Oh.
So Halloween, we're going to go over to my parents' place. I'm hoping there's some cold beverages there. We're going to cut the top off that pumpkin and carve a pumpkin just big enough for him to sit in. So
nice.
We were able to do that. But I don't like the horror movies. I don't like the scary stuff.
No, I don't like the scary stuff either.
Are you a scary movie fan, CJ?
I love scary movies.
Oh, my God. What is the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Oh, gosh.
I'm putting you right on the spot. Because I watched the one with Valak, the nun, and that,
no.
Is that The Conjuring? I think I would say it's The Conjuring.
It could be,
I think it was like The second Conjuring or something.
I think Sinister is also pretty scary.
You ever seen The Gallows?
No.
Okay, that's, so again, I don't do them, but my brother swears that's the scariest movie he's ever seen. So if you're interested, The Gallows, you have to check that out.
I will be checking that out.
Because I will not be.
Yeah, no thanks.
No.
No.
Like, there was a viral trend on social media, on TikTok, where they're watching something scary and there's a jump scene and they'll just stop and go over to the Disney Playhouse and it's hot dog. You know,
yes.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
That's me. But the entire time I'm just watching hot dog, hot diggity dog. So you guys got the kids. Thing going on. I love this. I love that you don't have to just pick your favorite kid. You'll put $50 into every kid under 18, correct?
Yep.
And is there anything else going on that our listeners need to know about, Kristen?
No, that's it. We've been busy. We went to the Weld Community Foundation lunch yesterday. Amazing.
Very
the four
good.
Local songwriters were community songs. It was amazing.
It was so,
inspiring. We're just out being in the community like we always do.
So. I love this. CJ, so you joined us. Are you from around here? Jay, give us a little bit about your past. Let's get to know you a little bit.
Yes, I was born and raised here in Greeley. So I've just kind of hung around Northern Colorado for most of my life. I graduated from Ames Community College.
Woo-hoo!
So
go Aardvarks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love them. Just kind of bringing my experience to the credit union and having fun while doing that.
I love it. One weekend, you like it?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. I love having it. I didn't know what we were going to do with this. I thought we were just going to have Kristen pounding on the table the entire time that she talks in here as well. But on more of a serious side of what you guys do, sounds like there could possibly be another rate cut coming here from the feds.
Possibly.
Because we were just looking. We've got our car with you guys.
Yep.
And I was looking at the interest rate on that. I'm like, is this something where people should be reevaluating and looking at and saying, hey, is there a better deal? Can we refinance with Wealth Community Credit Union right now?
Of course, always. We're always available to refinance. So, and we do, and we stay competitive, and we really do have some of the lowest rates in the town. So.
There's zero doubt about that.
Yeah.
You know, that it's just full transparency. Like, my father-in-law is the president over at FMS Bank here in Greeley, and you guys both agreed to share this show, which I'm very appreciative of. But when we were buying that car, my wife's car, he's like, I would call over to Weld Community Credit Union. So very, awesome. Very, very good, and you guys just keep crushing it. So this Friday, 3 to 5, trick-or-treating at Weld Community Credit Union.
Perfect.
Can they take a stapler or something like that? Or is it just the assigned items?
It's just the assigned
okay,
items.
Okay, all right. That's fair. CJ, welcome to the Weld Community Credit Union family. You crushed it on the radio, especially for not knowing maybe what you're walking into with me. I'm going to apologize in advance for Brian, my co-host, who's normally sitting back there behind that glass. Wait till you meet him.
I was going to say, we miss him.
Do we?
I do.
Do we? It's been 2 days.
I miss him.
Yeah, I do too.
I was going to say, really?
For a moment, I forgot who was back there. Hey, he's a member owner.
He is. Thank you for that, Micah.
Awesome.
Don't let him make any decisions, please. Weld Community Credit Union, 2555 47th Avenue in Greeley, or online at weldccu.com. You guys, last question, then we got to get out of here.
Okay.
Are you dressing up for Halloween, and what are you going as?
I'm going to be Ghouli this year, so I got some Halloween pants. They have like ghosts and houses and spooky things on them.
Who's
and then
Ghouli?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like not a person.
Oh, you're
I'm just being like Halloween.
She made it up.
I made up that word.
You're a great translator. You're welcome back anytime. Are you dressing up? Do you do anything on Halloween?
Yeah, my friend actually let me borrow her hot dog costume, so I'm going to be a hot dog.
Hot dog.
I love it. Well, have fun Friday, guys. Check it out 3 to 5 at Weld Community Credit Union. Thank you guys so much for your time this morning.
Of course.
Thank you.
Great to see you guys. 8:54 the time now. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.